present the petition, and you have 3 minutes.
As the past few months, we have consulted with the public, service users, support workers, family, friends, and countless other Islanders affected by these proposals, and it is on their behalf I stand before you today. The response to this petition has been overwhelming, an excellent gauge of how this matters to our community. I want to share with you what we've learned. One, the service provided by these mental health centres are vital, particularly the local drop-in aspect. The value of a service that is informal, immediately accessible without barriers, and that can be as intense or as casual as a person might need, really is priceless, because mental well-being fluctuates. Two, the peer support aspect of these services is also essential. Going somewhere where you can, if you wish, access a network of people who understand exactly how bleak mental health issues can be without the need to explain has a therapeutic value in and of itself. You have suggested that centres are underused. This may well be the case, but when the need for comprehensive service is so evident to anyone who knows anything about mental health, why are the centres underused? How are you organising the figures you are using to illustrate these to me? If you are only counting people who have accessed the service within 2 months, as has been suggested, then there are many more people who are on the services that are not being included, and many more who need them but are unaware that the changes even exist. I have studied and worked in mental health almost my entire life. I am an ex-service user myself. My friends are support workers, service users, and therapists. Anecdotally, I've been asking every relevant person over the last couple of months if they knew that these centres exist, and without exception, the answer has been no. I firmly believe there is a much greater need for day centres, particularly drop-in centres, than is being suggested. You've mentioned alternative provision, and there's some mention of personal assistance. What service will replace these? Who will be eligible for them? How will they meet the needs already met by the current service? How comprehensive will they be? The community-based outreach model of support, will there be an element of this that is informal, local, immediately accessible, able to adjust to varying needs, offers a safe space to make friends and build a supportive network? If there isn't, then we will have lost an incredibly valuable resource. Anecdotally again, I support people who currently receive the personal assistance service, and from what I can tell, this is already under incredible strain. What happens to people who don't have friends and family like me to help them? It's not enough just to have the centres or to tell people about them. They need to be well-resourced, well-staffed, and well-supported.
Thank you very much.
I had a lot more to say, but I appreciate it.
Can you leave this one, please?
Yes, thank you, Chair. Because on behalf of the Elbow Council, I freely accept the petition relating to mental health centres, and I will respond to the petition as follows. In November 2018, the Conservative Administration published its proposals for the 2019-20 budget, including savings needed in the current financial year to achieve that priority. The savings formed an essential part of those budget proposals. They were debated in full council on the 27th of February 2019, and this council voted to accept those savings as part of the overall budget, which itself was approved. I recognise that some decisions of the council are not always popular with all members of the community, but as leader I also recognise that this can be the price of the decision-making process to ensure that we as a council are able to set a lawful and balanced budget. However, I can also confirm that none of those individual residents affected by the mental health day centre decision will be placed at risk, and my colleague, Councillor Mostel, will explain how in her statement on this matter following me. What I can say at this stage is that it will always be made clear that the actual closures of the centres would not happen until everyone involved had had their case reviewed and alternatives identified. This process has not been completed. The decision made on the 27th of February was lawful, and officers have implemented the decision accordingly. And I also remind Council that mental health day centres are not a statutory duty, albeit, as Councillor Mostel will explain, we have nevertheless progressed an alternative approach for the benefit of the community.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Mostel.
Thank you,
Chair. Point of order. Just clarification, now we have a process in front of us on project item 5. It says petition sponsors be put 3 minutes to the lead group spot. And then we would have to be limited to 15 minutes. Somewhere along the line, it's been inserted a statement from Councillor Mosgiel as a cabinet member. Is that in addition to the 15 minutes for the debate, or is that an easy to time that all the members would like to speak? Thank you.
That would be far for the 15 minutes.
And then the other two.
Thank you, Councillor Brennan. Thank you, Leader. And I also wish to pay tribute to Colin Brannan's considered efforts putting together the petition this evening. After listening to her present her petition earlier, no one in the chamber tonight can question her genuine motives in bringing the petition forward. By way of prologue, I would like members to know that I have adopted the same stance when considering all and every one of the different savings proposals across my portfolio that I have had to offer since becoming cabinet member. Could I justify those decisions to a member of my own family, especially if they were potentially or actually in need of that service or support themselves? The people in need of our social care, in this case these 80 people with mental health, needs to matter. And my job is to ensure that this council provides effective, evidence-based and effective services and support. Because frankly, we lack the resources for any waste, duplication or lack of impact. When assessing the savings surrounding the closure of our mental health day services, I was adamant that no closure could or would commence until staff had reviewed each and every person who attended the centre and had given me the evidence of how else these people could be supported. In short, I required assurance, not reassurance, that people could access alternative provision and that we could have confidence that they were not placed at risk. I know these reviews have been completed. There are a number of people where we'll be increasing the level of support or direct payments that they currently receive. And I can confirm that we are not abandoning anyone, unless, of course, they have said that they do not wish for ongoing support, which is their right to do so. I have been unequivocal that no closures would commence until the department had completed reviews and supported people to alternative provision. I am mandated tonight a phrase Verus described to Albert Einstein, Henry Ford or Mark Twain, and it goes like this: if you do what you always did, you'll get what you've always got. I repeat this phrase tonight because the IFI Mental Health Blueprint, and yes, Councillor Brody, I will be responding to your motion later on, sets us on a new path where recovery and resilience are the key foundation stones of our mental health services on the island. Despite the hard work of our staff, our mental health services are the delivery model of the bygone era. People with mental health needs should be welcomed and embraced, and they're supported to attend community groups where they can come together with people simply by dint of interest and not via illness. People with mental health needs need to be able to access courses which use the best evidence around creating resilience to help them on their road to recovery. People with mental health illness need support to stay in or get back to work for whatever they choose to do. This is why, with the funds remaining in the Mental Health Day Service budget, we are actively exploring the new providers on the island to see how we might be able to support them to expand a new offer designed specifically to build resilience. Being part of the local community within its facility is much more effective if we are building on people's strengths rather than being cut off from the community in a building designed to protect them from their weaknesses. I am working to support the CCG in the expansion of its new community mental health services based on premises, including the potential for council facilities to be centres of community-based support in key locations. And that is why I can't support the motion as worded this evening. We need to move on, and we need to deliver more person-centred services based around a person's strength. It is not that I am in any way opposing the sentiment expressed in the petition. The need to ensure that people with mental health illness receive the support they need is a sentiment that I share without reservation. So to sum up tonight, I will be voting to reject the petition as voted. I am sure that the appropriate plans are in place for the small number of people who could be affected and will continue to seek assurance about their levels of support.
Thank you, Councillor.
Any other questions, Mrs. Dean? Councilor Jones Davis.
Thank you, Chairman. It's 10 years we've been sat in this chamber, or we've sat in this chamber, and each year we have to make cuts and do the work of government, and it's just destroying the fabric of our society. We're the ones who are having to make these decisions, forcing the situation to make decisions. I had a message this morning, rang me up. Mental health services, just shocking. She spent the day trying to get some help. I just feel absolutely helpless as a member. It's just heartbreaking. 3 years ago, when Greg Clark came down, and we presented the document, all the evidence from the University of Portsmouth on the cost of our physical separation. £6 million it was put out. So we're only £18 million just from there. Where's our money? We need it desperately before things are far out of control even more.
Thank you, sir. Councillor Liz Alvarez.
Thank you, Chair. I must admit that I am in support of this petition in respect that we've heard today about the current people that are using these day centres and how they are going to be supported. But what about the new people coming into the system? I hear that there is going to be new provision, but what's the timescale for this? And what concerns me is that there is a real danger here that people will fall through the gaps.
Thank you, Councillor. Okay. Councillor Liddy.
I welcome the comment by Councillor Mostow about actually looking about having something local, because I think it's very, very important when there are day facilities for people to be able to access. I'll be speaking later within the motion about mental health about the proposals by Councillor Ward regarding bus travel and that particular proposal, because actual accessibility when you are very depressed, very anxious and suicidal is extremely important. So those local hubs are essential and they need to be available during the day. On the island, we campaigned for many years to get out-of-hours services by the safe haven. It took many hours. So because we know that people are the most depressed at weekends and in the evenings. But they need then something to be referred to during the day. So we've got those evenings and weekends facilities, but we're now looking at the possible cover reduction of the day facilities. And I think that we are really on a dangerous path. So I'm interested to see what is in place. But we have to, because we cannot throw the baby out of hand with the hospital. My other particular point was the blueprint was about partnership, the talking mental health, a blueprint for the transformation of mental health services on the island was about integration and the council working with the other agencies to get a working together. That had really failed. Our mental health services have failed and failed CQC within that, particularly the NHS component of the services. The blueprint had come out of consultation with people. One of the things it says, and it's also said within our own mental health challenge document that we signed up with local authorities, both say listening to people with personal experiences of mental health to get their perspectives on local needs and priorities. It also says seek the views of people with lived experience of mental health by identifying priorities and concerns. Something went wrong in the fact that we've got a 6,000 plus petition Because if we've been listening to people, if we've been carrying out what we signed up under the mental health challenge, if we've actually looked at the print in the actual mental health blueprint, we wouldn't have had this position, because we would have already been listening and made these things happen. And I think it's important, and I will note, that I did see the senior officer and linked to Claire Mossel, and I was very glad after their meeting with them, that was on a Thursday at 4 o'clock, and I asked the question, have you visited the day centres? And I was told by Carol Toto at that time, no, I hadn't, and she hadn't over 2 years. And she actually did the next day at 9 o'clock in the morning, which I thank. We have to put our hands up and say we have not, and this authority has not listened to that lived experience. And we should be listening and not avoiding petitions, because this is the people crying out. And if you listen to people like George Brewer, who's actually on the radio and talked about his experience with that. My last point, I actually went to the Men in Sheds Fest, which was all older men. We had the older men at the highest risk of suicide on this island. And there were groups at all those sheds, and I went down all the sheds, and not one of them had been visited by public health, not one of them had been communicated with health and social care, and there were no health organisations that were there at Sandown Airport that day. Right? There wasn't Claire. They might be people in Italy, but they weren't actual bodies talking to those men. And most of those men said they felt isolated and not listened to.
You guys are the guests, please.
Thank you, Chair. The first one to pick up the point that I can believe the council was making around this council making decisions around the budget. I think it's very important to say that the decisions around the closure of the mental health day centres was not unanimously supported. There were members, particularly on this side, but I believe actually on the other side, who were sympathetic and demonstrated through their votes that this was not a decision with which they were comfortable, and they have been proved right. When you have a petition of this magnitude come before us, it proves right that those who said we should take a different path and not see down what I think was a carefully chosen word of reconfiguration when it meant other things, actually, and as it turns out to be, that we were right to say that this decision should not go forward in this way. We are now in a position where, of course, that decision has gone forward. And I listened carefully to what the cabinet members said, and I do believe that she is genuinely trying to achieve the best for the people who need access to these services and others. But I am slightly concerned that she, well, more than slightly concerned, that she irreverently dismisses the idea of reviewing the decision. Review is not onerous. It can be done quickly, and I'm sure it could be done quickly if the will is there. The evidence is there that a review is necessary, if only to reassure those who have taken the trouble of putting their name to the petition, that this will lead to something that is at least as good, if not better. The jury is currently out. And for those who are needing to use these services, of course, they are in a very difficult situation in Hamburg, May, in their personal circumstances. They need to know that their voice is heard. And I would hope that Councillor Mosco, listening to those who've also spoken, will actually say, you know what, it's quite right. A review could be done very quickly. It would be the right thing to do. And it would certainly be the right thing to do, because it would send the right message.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Brody.
Thank you, Chair. Councillor Jones had the first 10 years, and I've now served the 14 years to sit in this council chamber. The first few years were so bad, but since 2010, it's been hell on earth, to be frank, because we've seen close-up forcefully on the spy, central government, initially the Tory-led coalition governments, some days ago, and quite a lot of this was going to happen from what to deal with my monstrosity to tear down the streets again. Moving on from that, you're happy in those 40 years, and you had to take on motions of microphones. So, what's my news in recent times? I'm going to pick up in the future. But 3.5 years ago, I proposed a motion in this chamber regarding signing up to the mental health challenge and time for change, etc., which went through unanimously, got through the independent regime, but every Conservative in the chamber voted for it. It's how I subsequently met Michael, who was a councillor in those days, in contact with his family afterwards, and we got to know each other at that point. And I really thought, you know, that in terms of mental health issues, that this council was going to really start addressing it. In 2000, about a year and a half ago, we appointed a mental health challenge. There, myself was appointed to that role. I think some of us thought that Michael would be better in that role. That's no insult to Claire, but Michael does have a very deep professional background in this area, and I think still believe that he would be a good person from the opposition side to work with Claire in that role, but I still think that was a mistake. Just finally, I would just like to wrap it up here really for the petitioners. You know, they never let it be thought that this Isle of Wight Council with its 40 members have a unanimity of wanting to slash the services. I have never voted for a Conservative budget in this chamber in 14 years. At the last budget in February, I voted against this sort of cut. There were a significant number of members on the other side, who supported my amendment at the time, and the sorts of things that we were talking about, apart from parking, which of course is always a dead sexy issue, you know, on the island wise, you know, there were issues like mental health was raised, etc. And I want people to remember that. But when this goes down, because it will, we put the call for an in vote, there will be Conservatives that will vote it down. But I am sure that all of those who care, who are appalled by what's happened in 10 Downing Street today, will vote to support this petition. And I hope that we do it with good conscience and will hopefully shame some of the people on the opposite side. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Councillor Gray. We have just 2 minutes left. Councillor Whitehouse next, please.
Thank you. As somebody who has had to access the Irish mental health services, I honestly that Councillor Lovey has done as well. They were in a shocking state. Absolutely clapped out, old banger, not fit for purpose at all. Indeed, Councillor Lilly has acknowledged that the service previously was inadequate. And what we need to do is to improve it. Everything that I have seen Councillor Mosdell and Dr. Tozer do has been part of the process of turning that service from being a clapped-out old banger into a Rolls Royce. I warmly welcome the changes that will improve the level of care and the access to it that are being brought forward at the moment. Somebody who is still on powerful medication for mental health problems and who is finding it very difficult to even speak at this meeting at the moment, I support them, I encourage them, and I welcome them. We've seen a lot of posturing on the other side, been a lot of talk of slashing services. This is not about slashing services. This is about identifying early, intervening, and having an impact. That actually does save money in the long run because it improves the quality of life of the patients concerned. And it's precisely what we should be doing, therefore, and I congratulate the team working on it.
Thank you. I'm afraid we're out of time for this one. Thank you. If I can ask Lee,
obviously, members, you've heard Councillor Mosdell's statement. Councillor Mosdell is our mental health champion. I can tell you from my experience as part of our cabinet team, we are extremely lucky to have someone so dedicated and obviously willing to share with others. She's highlighted the new providers, and I have personally visited the new providers, and I was really impressed with those that have visited their centre. The professionalism is outstanding. I agree with Councillor Jones-Evans' point about government delivering on our Arlene case, and you know, I've already engaged with our MP on this issue, and the now current Prime Minister told me personally he couldn't meet the deal, so I should now hold him to account. Councillor Mosdell is an excellent mental health champion.
And I know were she able to, she would encounter a number of comments by Councillor Lilly. And I'll take a view that emotional statements are no substitute for factual evidence. It's unfortunate Councillor Mossell has no right response in this one, or that no doubt she will find a way of passing over October. And as leader, I am satisfied that we have made the right decision and we will progress our course action.
Thank you, Councillor Stewart. I will now read the petition motion as follows. The full council requests the cabinet to review the decision to reconfigure mental health day centres to ensure protection of local drop-in centres as a key component of any improved, modernised and more widely promoted service. First, we should vote in favour of this motion. Raise your hands. Name vote, Ms. Hubbard. Raise your hand in favour of this.
Councillor Andre, Councillor Downer, follow petition. Councillor Howe, Councillor Medland, Councillor Kingsley Wilcox, Councillor Stevens, Councillor James Evans, Councillor Lilly, Councillor Rosie, Councillor Bally, and Councillor Garrett, Councillor Smart.
Thank you. Those against?
Councillor Abraham, Councillor Axford, Councillor Bertie, Councillor Beston, Councillor Braving, Councillor Churchman, Councillor Hastings, Councillor Henry, Councillor Hobart, Councillor Hutchinson, Councillor Mosgow, Councillor Nicholson, Councillor Outlaw, Councillor Peace, Councillor Price, Councillor Quirk, Councillor Tindall, Councillor Ward, Councillor Little, Councillor Whitehouse, and Councillor Stewart. So, and Councillor Perks.
Any objections? Five. Chair's approving the announcements.